Notes and references. 1. These recent United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OCHR, reports both address extremism and fundamentalism in more detail, report of the Special Rapporteur on the Rights to Freedom of Peaceful Assembly and of Association, A/HRC/32/36, on the impact of fundamentalism, http://unducs.org/a/hrc/32/36, and report of the Special Rapporteur in the Field of Cultural Rights, on Religious Extremism and Fundamentalism, https://gallery.mailchimp.com/67191046cd42cbb7c7d4196b0. File /9E9E7158D3B94B34892639FC9DD26352C35/G170074.3.pdf. 2. For more on the gendered consequences of these contexts, with particular reference to women human rights defenders, see, Cynthia Rothschild, ed., Gendering Documentation, A Manual for and About Women Human Rights Defenders, Women Human Rights Defenders International Coalition, 2016, accessed May 17, 2017, http://www.defendgwomen-defendgiright.org/2016/09/04/gendering-documentation-a-manual-for-hyphen-rights-hyphen-defenders-2. 3. United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, A/HRC/29/23 Discrimination and Violence Against Individuals Based on Their Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, Report of the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, accessed May 17, 2017, http://www.okhr.org/en/issue/discrimination/pages/lgbtonreports.aspx. 4. United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, A/HRC/4/34 Report of the Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women, Its Causes and Consequences, Yakin Ertürk, Intersections Between Culture and Violence Against Women, accessed May 17, 2017, http://www.okhr.org/en/issue/women/sr/women/pages/annualreports.aspx. 5c, for instance, Cassandra Balkan, Towards a Future Without Fundamentalisms, Analyzing Religious Fundamentalist Strategies and Feminist Responses, Toronto, Ontario, Association for Women's Rights in Development, 2011, accessed May 11, 2017, https://www.awd.org/publication/towards-future-without-fundamentalisms. 6c, for instance, Gillian Kane, Latin America in the Crosshairs, Alliance Defending Freedom Takes Aim, The Public Eye, Summer 2015, 10-21, accessed May 11, 2017, http://www.politicalresearch.org/2015/07/13/Latin-America-in-the-crosshairs-alliance-defending-freedom-takes-aim. 7. Pinjarra Todd, Break the Hostile Locks, accessed May 11, 2017, https://www.facebook.com/pg/pinjarratodd/about/?ref=sign-page_internal. 8. Observatory on the Universality of Human Rights, https://www.oursplatform.org/the-project.